This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is losing a key aide. Alistair Campbell, the Director of Communications, resigned today citing family reasons. Mr. Campbell says his resignation has nothing to do with the ongoing Hutton inquiry. That's the one investigating the death of a government scientist who told the BBC that the government had hyped Iraq's weapons to support reasons for going to war. Alistair Campbell's a controversial figure, prized by Tony Blair, but disliked by many in the British press. I called Duncan Campbell. He's a correspondent for Britain's Guardian newspaper. Duncan Campbell, who exactly is Alistair Campbell, and why is his resignation such a big deal?
He's two things, really, to Tony Blair. He's both conciliary, his advisor to the godfather, as it were. But much more than that, he's the chief hitman for the Labour government.
Ari Fleischer's the former White House spokesman who actually left the Bush administration a couple of months ago. His job is more than what we're used to thinking of as the press secretary to the president.
That's right. He saw himself very much as the kind of bringer of the news of Tony Blair to the media. And if he thought people were being unfair to Blair, then he saw it as his duty to go and get stuck in. And, I mean, this was before he was working for Blair, but when he was still a journalist, he actually got into a physical fist fight with the Guardian's political editor. So he's a fairly inflammatory character.
The editor, he got in a fist fight with the editor of your paper?
He did. This was when he was working for the Daily Mirror, which at the time was owned by a crook called Robert Maxwell, now dead. And when Bob Maxwell drowned at sea, our political editor unwisely made a joke about this bobbity-bobbity Bob Maxwell, and out came the Alistair Campbell fists, and they came to blows in the House of Commons.
In any event, you know, we Googled Alistair Campbell in deep preparation for this interview about 20 minutes ago, and there are a lot of horror stories about this guy.
He used to be an alcoholic. He doesn't drink anymore. He plays the bagpipes, which some people might hold against him, but personally I think is very much in his favor, because you have to be both brave and prepared to take a lot of abuse if you play the bagpipes in Britain. He is fantastically scornful of journalists who he think get things wrong.
There is this ongoing inquiry into the death of David Kelly, the scientist who was said to be a source for BBC reports that Mr. Blair's government had hyped the case for war in Iraq. Is the resignation at this time of Alistair Campbell in any way tied into this inquiry?
He's been hinting that he will probably go sometime, he suggested September earlier this year. It's been a fairly bruising 6 years, and so there's been an idea that he's about to depart, and this is a convenient moment. It partly takes the heat off Tony Blair, and also it means that if the Hutton inquiry is very critical of Alistair Campbell, it means that he's already resigned, so he's not resigning out of criticism or in disgrace. From that point of view, it's quite a smart move.
Duncan Campbell of The Guardian UK on the resignation of Alistair Campbell. Duncan, no relation?
No, I'm no relation. The Campbells are many, and we're a much put-upon family. We're always accused of putting a spin on things, because Campbell in Gaelic means crooked mouth.
Thank you, Duncan Campbell.